Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So I'm about to send you this account in Teams. It's a TH Quality account. If you can just pull it up and log in as if you're going to search for a customer, but it's actually already on the customer's account.
Yes, ma'am.
So a couple of things I wanted to go over with you. So there were some calls that was brought to our attention from the TH Quality campaign where there was an account that was not notated. However, you did issue a refund, which is the one that I just sent to you. And then also you didn't brand the call. And then you did not, you failed to mention the terms and conditions after the customer was asking why she was being charged.
When was this from? What day?
It has the date. I believe this one is from the 21st. Both of, there's two calls in question that I'm going over with you. They were both from the 21st of this month. So as you can see, you did issue the refund. Okay, so this first call, the first account that I'm sending to you, she called in. She was asking why she was charged. You told her what she had ordered, and then she asked, she began to say that she didn't order anything and asked for her money back, like, immediately. So you did just go straight into offering the $49 refund, which she accepted, and then you issued it. However, you didn't notate the account as to what.
Yeah, the two big things was, so first off, I didn't say, you know, thank you for calling customer support. So I forgot that.
At the end of the call.
Oh, at the end of the call, okay.
Uh-huh, branding. Well, branding is opening and closing the call, so.
Right, right. Didn't tell her what the charges were for. I told her about the products. I didn't, you know, go through 14-day trial.
Correct, exactly.
Okay. And, of course, didn't notate.
Yes. So she was like, why was I charged? I didn't order anything. I don't know nothing about this cross necklace. And you just immediately went into offering the money back since she did ask for a refund. However, what I would suggest to do on these type of situations or in these type of situations, I would just mention to the customer, like, hey, I can certainly assist you with that charge. No worries about that. This is what happened. And then go into explaining, hey, did you perhaps, you know, complete a survey, Amazon, Costco, Walmart? If they say no at that point, say, well, this is what it occurred. It was a trial. You know, 14 days, you pay shipping. This is what it was. If you didn't cancel, then you're billed. But let me see what I can do about that charge, you know, and then go into assisting with the refund policy.
I was probably just rushing. That's what it sounds like to me anyway.
Probably so you just want to make sure that you explain that, though, because the client on this particular campaign is really particular about how he likes for us to handle their calls. So he wants us to mention what was ordered, and we're trying to prevent the chargeback. So you did go immediately into offering money back because she did ask for it, but we just need to make sure that they understand why they were charged, what they were charged
for.
Yeah, even though they may already know once you mention what was purchased, they just don't want to hear it because they may be trying to hide it from their significant other. They may be around. You know how they do.
Right.
The second call, I'm going to send you this account. However, there were no errors found on the account. Oh, wait. Is that the same one I just sent?
Looks like it, yes.
Okay, so then. Oh, yeah, that's Anna.
Yeah.
This is Anna. This is. Okay. Okay, I got it. So the second one, there wasn't no errors that were found as far as with the account being handled properly. The only thing on this call was the branding of the call, which was at the end. You didn't say thank you for calling customer support. You were just like, thanks, have a good day. So I know that your lead is, I know that your lead previously spoke with you in reference to some of these same incidents as far as like with notes or with it being TH quality errors, anything pretty much in production field, I guess you would call it, is going to fall under the same category. So, like, let's say you were spoken to in reference to hold times. That's going to be on production. So let's say your lead spoke with you about the hold times, and then the next couple of weeks you were on production for not offering a save, then that would fall under production as well. So it kind of all falls in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to make sure that you're always branding your call. You want to make sure that you're always explaining any terms. Even just be sure that you acknowledge their concern first, because if sometimes we go straight into offer or trying to explain something that occurred on the account when they're asking us for money, they don't want to hear it. But if they hear you say up front, hey, yeah, I can help you with that, but this is what happened on the account, then they know you're eventually going to get to where you can help them at. You
right.
just got to get past, you know, explaining what occurred. So there is a, let's see, there is a, let me go back here. So there was a previous developmental coaching
mm-hmm.
that was issued on the 18th of December. This
right.
was in reference to an Elias account where you failed to notate. Mm-hmm.
If you're saying, you see where it says, was it, I think it said decline or something. I was trying to sign in. It wouldn't let me do it. You know, try to back out, see if, you know, some with it, messed up. I was like, well, too late now.
So it did the refuse to sign thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. If ever you're trying to sign off on a document like this, you can just, where it says refuse to sign, if it says yes, if the yes is marked, then it's going to automatically mark it as a refuse to sign. I mean,
oh.
it doesn't mean that it's going to go away. It just means that it's something
right,
that you don't
right. I was trying to sign it. I just didn't know what I was doing. I let
okay.
her know
well,
anyway.
That's
so.
Okay. Yeah, 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 for sure. Well, because of the same incident that occurred on the 18th, and then we had, you know, a few days passed by, and it was the same incident that occurred again, especially with not adding notes to the account.
Right.
It's going to move up to a coaching and counseling. So that's going to be placed in the system in your queue here in just a few minutes so that you can kind of read over it.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you the calls. Are you able to play the calls in your team?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm just going to drop this call to you anyway, and you see if you can play it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, that way you can just listen to the call and you know, because me personally, I like to listen to everything.
Definitely.
If I'm getting spoken to about something.
Mm-hmm.
Just not saying that I'm doubting anybody. It's just I'd rather...
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to, you know,
have the calls to kind of know myself how to handle them going forward, if there's something I can do to make it different.
Exactly.
Let me get this dropped in here real quick. And it might ask you to download it. You just download it, and then it'll
mm-hmm.
It have another
play.
Window that, yeah, it should have another window that pops up. But besides that, the calls, you handled them really well. You sound, you know, very professional. You just may just need to slow down a little bit
mm-hmm.
when you're and just double check your work before closing out all of your windows, your tabs that you have open and moving on.
Right.
You may even be dedicated during these sometimes. I know that we sometimes ask you to add TH quality skill to your Penguin dedication. So maybe if there's calls waiting in Penguin, you're just trying to get on and move on to the next call, but just want to make sure that you're handling these accounts correctly too.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to drop this other call. Were you able to download that one?
I'm checking that now, actually.
Okay.
Let's see here. Yeah, yeah. That's letting me do it.
That's fine. Okay, cool. I'm going to drop this other one down here, and then if you once you get done reviewing the calls, then you can just... either message me back if you have any more questions. We can hop back on another call. If you don't, then you can just go back to ready.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Well, you can just stay in team meeting while you are reviewing these calls. And then once you're done, like I said, just reach out if you need me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, ma'am. That should be everything.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I do thank you for your time, and I'll have this in the system here shortly for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.